Yesterday, we started reviewing the topic of Tom Kiker. It's a very famous sugya. It appears in a few different mesichtas. It appears in Chulin, Perigit Anoshe, Rashi and Taisus. It appears in Pesach, it appears in Nazir. Tom Kiker means the following. Let's say a trefa piece of meat fell into a pot of vegetable soup, and it's cooking there on the fire for a half an hour. And then I realize a trefa piece of meat fell in. So I pull out the piece of meat, then I throw it on the side, I give it to the dog. The dog should eat the trefa meat. But now the question is, but the trefa meat left a flavor in the soup. Before it tasted like plain old vegetable soup, and now it tastes like, it's schmaltzy now. I can taste the flavor of the schmaltz. So that's, but there's much more kosher food than there is trefa food. Some of the flavor, some of the particles of the trefa piece of meat got detached from the meat and it got blended in with the rest of the vegetable soup. But there's way more than 50% of kosher vegetable soup against 49%, or way less than 49% of the trefa meat. So based on the Pasuk Acharav Lahatas, we should have said that it's Batel Berayiv, but we have this Machloike, so we have a Din Tam Kiker. Since the Trefet piece of meat succeeded in changing and altering the flavor of the vegetable soup, so it's considered as if you're eating the Trefet piece of meat. So that's the big Machloike Satanaim and the big Machloike Sarishayim, whether this Din, this institution of Tam Kiker, is this an Issa Dereis, an Issa Derabbanan? What's an Afkamina? What is Dereis Derabbanan? So maybe there'll be an Afkamina where they get Malkus. If it's an Issa Dereis, there's Malkus. An Issa Derabbanan, maybe there's Malkus Mardus, but there won't be Malkus Dereis. But Bismanas, and nobody's giving any Malkus anyway. In order to minister Malkus, you have to have a Bezna of three Smuchim. Nobody has any Smicha Bismanas. So the nafkaminim is that suffix deraisa luchem or suffix derabanan lekula. So Shulchan Aruch quotes the Hagos Ashri that because we follow Tesis argues with Rashi halacha lemaisa. It's a machlokes hatanaim and a machlokes avishanim had a paskin where the tamkik is deraisa derabanan. So because we follow Tesis, the tamkik is deraisa. So whenever you have a suffix shishim, you have to go lechumra. If you have mimbid minoi, so then we don't accept Rashi Shita that Mimimina lach balach is b'mashu alachek Reb Yudah. We hold Mimimina is bottle. I mean, after it's bottle b'rayv, and the whole need for shishim by lach balach Mimimina we assume is only with the rabbanik gzera Mimimina at the Mimimina. By Mimimina it's deraisa because tamkika is deraisa. So because by Mimimina you need shishim in atayra to get rid of the tam. So they made a din with the Rabbanan that even min alach balach you also need shishim. If the din would have been like Rashi, that Tam Kiker is lav deraisa, they all need for shishim by mim sheni min is only with the Rabbanan. So then it wouldn't make sense to make exera the Rabbanan by mim min to require shishim with the Rabbanan exera atu mim sheni min. It's exera l'exera. The whole need for shishim by mim sheni min is only with the Rabbanan. The stakapella. According to Rashi, how do they make such a gzera the Rabbanon that by mim b'mina you need shishim at the Rabbanon, or the mim b'sheinim mina, the whole need for shishim by mim b'sheinim mina is only with the Rabbanon. So Rashi gives an answer. Rashi learns from the whole sugya of Zroya b'sheila, where is the sugya? Zroya b'sheila is on daf tzadik chesam at base and chulim perget anosh. Zroya b'sheila is like this: when the nazir completes the naziris, he has to bring Shalmei Nazir. There's something unique about the Shalmei Nazir, that the Zraya B'Sheila, you have to give, when you Shech Tchulin, you have to give Zraya L'Chayayim B'Hakeva to the Kohanim. We don't do it Bizman Hazeh, we follow Rashi. Rashi interprets on the Gemara in Brachas, and the Gemara in the end of Chulin, Perak HaZraya, that we know Galma Kahani Tlas Sove, the Minika Oilam, but the religious chooses to follow the three Tanoim. Sovi means older, mean Tanoim from the earlier generations. And Rashi interprets in that Gemara, we follow that opinion that as well as Hayyim Hakeva, that's what the Gemara calls Matonis, the Rechof Dalad Matnas Kunim. So one of them is called Stamatan, as well as Hayyim Hakeva. Whenever you Shech Behem Aschulin, you have to give as well as Hayyim Hakeva to the Kohen. So the So Rashi claims in the Gemara that the Gemara says that we follow that opinion that it's only noig in Eretz Yisrael, that mitzvah doesn't apply in Chutz Lartz. Taisa says that there is no such shita. That's not what it meant in the Gemara. And Taisa points out that the Amoraim in Babel used to give Zvala Chayim our Keva. We really ought to. It's not right. We really, even a Chutz Lartz in Eretz Yisrael for sure, you have to give Zvala Chayim our Keva. On the side of the page in the big Yeridea, I think it's Sima Samach Aleph or something like that, in the Chelek Aleph Yeridea, when they talk about Shecht and Chul, and you're supposed to give Zvala Chayim HaKeva. So because there is a concept that appears in the Zohar that the mitzvahs are like Malbushim for the Neshama. So it's recommended that a person should always see to it that he should try to fulfill as many of the 248 mitzvahs as possible. So those who live in Chutz Lartz can't fulfill the mitzvah of Zalach HaYayim HaKeva. According to Rashi, it's only Noeg in Eretz Yisrael. So Chayidim Anshei Maisa throughout all the generations, that's what they quote from the Crazy Place. Crazy Place is a commentary by the Rebbe Rabbi Yenison Eibeshitz. He lived in the 1700s. He was a Goyen HaGoyim. He was the rabbi in Hamburg. So he wrote the Urim Tumah Machosh Mishman, the Crazy Place on Yeridea. So he writes, a Chassidim Anshei Maisa had a practice. They would send money to someone whom they trusted to Eretz Yisrael, that they should buy a shutvus and a behemah for them. And after shechting the behemah, they should give Zvala Chayim to the Kohanim. So the fellow who lived in Poland, the fellow who Rabbi Yerenson Ebeshitz lived in Germany, lived in Hamburg. So the people who live in Chutz Lartz will be able to fulfill the mitzvah. The same thing, Trumas HaMaisus. In Chutz Lartz, for sure, there's no Trumas HaMaisus. So they would pay money to become a shutif in a farm in Eretz Yisrael, in order that when the farmer cuts off the pears and he's mafresh Trumas HaMaisus, they'll have a share in the fulfillment of that mitzvah. The same thing for Shemitah. Every time it comes a Shnas HaShemitah, so for a year before, farmers in Eretz Yisrael are selling a shutif in their farm. You can become shutif in the farm, and they're not going to do any avodas hakarka, not going to do any melechas hakarka doing shnas hashmitah. So because you are a shutif in the ownership of the farm, so you are also in fulfillment of the mitzvah of shnas habas and tia la'aretz. Just like the zedin of shvisas behemto on Shabbos, if you own an animal, it's your responsibility, the responsibility of the owner of the animal to see that the animal isn't involved in any melechas on Shabbos. So too, if you own a farm in Eretz Yisrael, it's the owner of the farm has the responsibility, has a mitzvah essay. Shna Shabbos and Tia La'aretz, Shabbos La'aretz, Shabbos La'ashem, you should see to it at your farm, no avodas hakarka should be done on your farm. So again, there's an institution of Zvala Chayim Akeba when you shech behemas chulin. When you bring karbanis, you give the chaz of a sheik to the Kohanim. But by Shalmei Nozer, there's a special din that you, in addition to the Chaz of Ashok, you have to give the Zerah B'Shelo. You have to give the Zerah B'Shelo to the Kohen. So there's a machlokes, two Lashonos in the Gemara on the upside of Chesam and Beis. Was the Zerah B'Shelo cooked together with the rest of the Shalmei Nozer in one pot together? So according to one version, according to the first version in the Gemara, two of the Shainas in the Gemara, there is a Machlekes HaTanoim in a Braisa, and it's unclear what is Nekudas HaMachlekes. So the first version in the Gemara, on Tzadik Ches on the base, in Pergid Anasha, is that the Machlekes is that they detach, that they cut off the Zerah B'Shelah before they cooked it with the rest of the Shalmei Nozer, or that they cut it off after they cooked it. But both Tanoim, the first version holds that's a machlokes hatanoim, that they cut it, that they detach it before cooking it or after cooking it, but both lashanis hold that it was cooked together with the rest of the shalmei nozer. Second lashan Gemara is that all the tanoim agreed that it was detached. The zroah b'sheila was detached. Animals have four legs. Human beings don't have four legs. We walk on our two legs, and we call it two hands in the front, two hands. So by the animal, the zroa means the front legs, and the raglayim are the back legs. Gid Anasha is not even the back legs, I think, not the front leg. I think so. Got to look in the Perigit Anoshe again. So Zohar B'Sheila, I think it's from the front leg, from the front leg. So the second Lashon and the Gemara is that all the Tanaim agree that the Zohar B'Sheila is detached from the rest of the Shalmei Nozer before cooking it. And the Machlokes HaTanaim quoted in the Braisa is, did they cook it together? Did they not cook it together? So the Gemara says, according to the opinions, that they did cook it together. So how can the Yisrael eat the rest of the shlamim? Shlamim is mutter to any Jewish person who's tahor. You're not supposed to feed it to behemoth. You're not supposed to feed it to nochrim. You're not allowed to feed it to a person who's tamei or who's an aninus. Aninus is not allowed to eat karbonus. So so the question is, but if the Zerah B'Sheila is also lehedyot, it's only mutter for kohanim to eat, so how can they cook, if they cook the Zerah B'Sheila together with the rest of the Shalmei Nozir, so how are the Yisraelim permitted to eat the Shalmei Nozir, but it's cooked together with the Zerah B'Sheila? So if you hold like Reb Yudah, the Midmimina B'Mashahu, so this pasuk is an exception to the rule. That's how the Gemara says. The Gemara quotes a Braisa, right smack in the middle of Tzadik Ches on the base. Vatanya the Braisa says, Zeu heta habo mechlalisa. This pasuk, Zohar B'Sheila, is an exception to the rule. Exception to which rule? Unclear. So the first pshat the Gemara gives is, L'anitzache elo l'Rab Yudah. Amar Abai. According to Rab Yudah, Mimimimai is always b'mashuhu. See, it's an exception to the rule. It's not b'mashuhu. This is flesh and this is flesh. And it's lach balach, it's all cooked together. And we don't say that it's b'mashuhu. That's one interpretation. Then the Gemara says, it could be that that braisa that states, Zeu het habo mechlalisur, that this is an exception to the rule, it could be it's even aliba de rabbanan. Why is it het habo mechlalisur? Why is it an exception to the rule? Which rule? So the Ravid has a machlokes with all the other Rishonim. The Ravid has honorable mention in Shulchan Aruch. The Shach mentions it to say that we don't paskin like him. The Ravid holds that the klal that appears in the Gemara, Eim Avatlan Isa Lechatchila, you're not allowed to mix in together a little bit of treifus, or mix in a little truma into chulin dikka soup. I'm going to pour a little truma into chulin dikka soup in such a way that it'll be bottle. So that's a din. Eim Avatlan Isa Lechatchila, you're not allowed to do that. So that's a big machlokes harishonim, whether the din of Eim Avatlan Isa Lechatchila is an Isa derais and Isa derabbanon. And he said, there I say, you're more machmer. If you have sveikas, you're going to be machmer. And he said, the Rabbanan, there's a little bit more room to be mekel. So the Rabbi's opinion is that Eim Avatlan Isa L'chatchila is a din derais, and he got it from this Gemara. The Gemara says, even according to the Chachamim, behold, the Mimimino usually is batul. What's the Chiddush? So the Chiddush is that normally Eim Avatlan Isa L'chatchila, and here it's permissible to do it. We pass on that Eim Avatlan is only the Rabbanan. Eim Avatlan Isa L'chatchila is only the Rabbanan, so why is it a Chiddush? So the other Rishonim say no, that you're not allowed to mix in treifus in a way that will be batal b'shishim, that's only with the Rabbanan. But there should be a mitzvah to mix in treifus. There's never a mitzvah. Here it's a mitzvah. According to most of the Tanaim, according to most of the versions here, it's a mitzvah l'chatchila to cook the Zroya B'Sheila together with the Shalmei Nazir, despite the fact that the Zroya B'Sheila is also b'chila to a non-kayin. It's a mitzvah to cook it together. The Gemara says, fine, that it's an exception to the rule. Okay. So the Gemara says, we learn out from the Parsha of Zerah B'Sheila that when an Isser is cooked together with a hetahid, the Zerah B'Sheila is only mutter to the Kohanim. It's also to a Zar. Zar means a non-kayin. So even though it's cooked together, it's bottled. The Gemara says, a machlokes, two versions over here. Whether it's bottle b'shishim or bottle b'meyo. Why don't you measure it to see? Gemara says there are two ways to measure. And so machlokes, what do you learn out from here? We say you learn out bottle b'shishim. So what are you learning out that is bottle b'shishim? So Tosfos says, Tosfos shita is that bittul b'shishim is normally needed by min b'she'en amina because of tam kikar. Either tam kikar is their raisa, tam kikar is their abonim. Tosfos happens to hold that tam kikar is their raisa. And usually shishim is the amount to take care of the tam. Sometimes it'll be a little less than shishim. Sometimes it'll be a little more than shishim. But it's approximately going to be shishim. So Tosfos says, but over here it's min b'minai. The Gemara just said that here it's min b'minai. So what are you learning out that Shishim is the Shir. So the Tosfos says the whole Gemara is an Asmachta B'Alma. This is not a bona fide Yalfusa. The whole Limut to learn out that Zera B'Sheila is a Machloikas, and we assume that a Shishim, the whole Limut is only an Asmachta B'Alma. Rashi doesn't seem to learn like that. Rashi says he really needs Shishim in a Torah. It's a real Yalfusa, not an Asmachta. How can it be a real Yalfusa, but it's Min B'Minoi? So Rashi came up with the whopper of a Chiddush that Min B'Minoi is bottled b'rayv, yeah, that you don't need shishim, that's by yavish b'yavish. If you have one tray for salami, it gets mixed in with two kosher salamis, you remove the wrapper, and you can't identify which is which. They look the same, they taste the same, they weigh the same, and you don't remember which one is the tray for salami, which are the two kosher salamis. So there the din is that it's bottled b'rayv. But if you have lach b'lach, if you cooked everything all together, then Rashi Shita is that everybody holds that you need shishim. Before you bat an eyelash, you need shishim. So even min b'minoi, the machlekes are b'yud and the rabbanon, whether min b'minoi b'mashuhu or min b'minoi is not b'mashuhu, not that min b'minoi is enough rice, 51% heter and 49% diesel. No, if it's cooking together and it's the flavor, it's going to be the same flavor. The Zerah B'Sheila is flesh, and the rest of the Shalmei Nozer is flesh. It all tastes the same. But still, particles from the Zerah B'Sheila are going to detach and float into the rest of the meat, and it's going to be all cooked together. So Rashi Shita, as you learn out from this Gemara, from this Parsha of Zerah B'Sheila, whenever you have lach b'lach, before you even bat an eyelash, you always need shishim. So now, the machlokes where the mim min and mashu begins after you have shishim. Rabbi Yehuda says, the shishim doesn't even help. And the Chachamim disagree. They say, no, once you have shishim, it's okay. But according to Rashi, the shishim by mim b'minoi lach b'lach is min ha-Torah. It's not that mid the Rabban and Gzeira otam mim b'shein amina, mim b'shein amina has become tam kika deraisa. No, Rashi can't hold like that. Because Rashi paskin said tam kika is lav deraisa. Rashi holds a tam kika, the need for shishim by mim b'shein amina is only mid the Rabbanon. So you can't say mim b'mina and eat shishim at the Rabbanon, like zero otam min b'shein amina. Mim b'shein amina doesn't need shishim in a Torah, it's only mid the Rabbanon. So you can't make a gzera, that'll be a gzera like gzera. You can't make a gzera that mim b'mina also need shishim, just like mim b'shein amina. Mim b'shein amina, the whole need for the shishim, is only mid the Rabbanon. So that's how Rashi holds. That the machloikis, where the tam kika deraisa begins after shishim, by mim b'shein amina, because lach b'lach, you always need shishim, and machloikis, whether tam kika deraisa, lav deraisa, goes past shishim. So Rashi paskins, past shishim, if it's still nice and tam, it's only mid rabbanon. Up until shishim, any case of lach b'lach, whether mim b'shein amina, you always need shishim. Not because of tam kika, you always need shishim. But if it's mid b'minoi, so then Rashi paskins b'mashu, even after shishim is not bottled. And Tosis disagrees. Mid b'minoi is not b'mashu. And if it's mid b'shein aminoi, then Rashi shitis, if it's lach b'lach, so then you need shishim before you bat an eyelash. You always need, by every lach b'lach, you need shishim. You learn out from Zerah B'Sheila that you need shishim. And then the machlokes begins. If it's still nice and tam per shishim, do you say tam kik is there aisa? And Minatora, since it's still nice and time, it's also, they say no. After Shishim, it's only with the Rabban. So it comes out, Allah Alamaisa, that Rashi and Tosis say the same thing, that by Min B'She'ena Mina, you need Shishim Minatora. According to Rashi, because it's Lach B'Lach. According to Tosis, because Tam Ki'ikar. And if you would have said Tam Ki'ikar Lav Deraisa, you would have said that you don't need Shishim by Lach B'Lach. You would have said that Chad B'Trei is enough. 51% would be Heta, 49% would be Issa, we would have said that is Baltal Beroif. Anyway, so this is the famous Machloikis Atanoim, where the Tam Kika is a Dindarais, a Dindarabana. You look in the Prima Godim, has a Psicha to Orechaim. So he has a Psicha Koleles to Orechaim, general introduction, which is really a misnomer. It's not really a general introduction to Orechaim, it's a general introduction to all of Torah Shabbal Peh. Very fascinating. Several Svarim were written by way of commentary and explaining what the Prima Godim is Meram is about. Because he writes, look over there, and he doesn't write full sentences, full paragraphs. So the several Chiburim were written to explain what the Prima Godim is talking about. So first he has a general introduction psicha kolel, his general introduction really to Dorosh Abalpe. Then he has an introduction to Hilchas Kriya Shema, to Hilchas Tfila, to Hilchas Brachas, to Hilchas Shabbos, then to Hilchas Pesach. And then he has a long section in the psicha to Hilchas Pesach. He has a long section where he lists off 7-8 different shitas about Tam Kikah. So basically, there are two shitas, Rashi and Tosfos, the Tam Kikah, the Reis, Alav, the Reis. The details are different. Then there's a third sheet, a compromise sheet that the Prima Gordon quotes in his Psicha, the Baal HaMo'or, in the middle of Psochim. I think Mara has this big machlekes, where the Tam Kikah is the Reis of the Rabbanon. So the Baal HaMo'or over there says seems to be a contradiction between the various sugyas, whether Tam Kikah is the Reis of the Rabbanon. So the Baal HaMo'or comes up with a compromise. He says, if the Chazer Shmaltz falls into the vegetable soup, and there's so much chazer shmaltz that you can taste the chazer shmaltz. It's faint. It's not as sharp as it would have been if it would have been only a chazer shmaltz without the vegetable soup, but you can taste the flavor of the chazer shmaltz. So that's tam kikah deraisa. But sometimes you have anisa falls into heter, and because each one has a different flavor, they blend together to make a third flavor. It's not the taste of A and not the taste of B. In flavor companies, it happens a lot like that. You mix together two different flavors, totally different, and all of a sudden comes out to be a third flavor, not really a blend of the two. When they blend together, it's a third flavor. So the Baal HaMo'or is of the opinion that the Gemara that says seems to pask on Tam Kikah, lav deraisa, that's because it blended into and make a third flavor. But whenever you can discern the flavor of the original treifas, that would be Tam Kikah deraisa. We happen not to pask on like that. We pask on Tam Kikah deraisa like Tosfos. And even if the two flavors blended in to make a totally third different flavor, it's not the original flavor, we still say that Tam Kikah is deraisa. So Shain said there are three opinions. Yes, no, the Tam Kikah deraisa, the Rabban, yes, no. And sometimes if you taste the original flavor, it's deraisa. And if it blended to make a third flavor, then it's only the Rabban. So where's there room for 7-8 different shitas? So part of the story is that Tosfos had a machloikas regarding Tam Kikah. If you eat that vegetable soup that now has the flavor of the chazer shmaltz in it, do you get malchus or not? What's the issue? The issue is Tosfos formulates the terminology. Tosfos invented a new expression. Do you say ahadri le'isuri kama? So Tosfos gives a few mesholim. So ahadri le'isuri kama means you have an isur. Then you have an exception to the rule that the Isser is mutter. Then you have a pasuk, an exception to the exception. So when you have an exception to the exception, do you say it goes back into the original Isser? So there's a lav. Or do you say no? There was an exception to the rule that this certain case should not belong in that category of these. Then there's an exception to the exception that it's not a yetz min haklal, it's really us, but it doesn't, you don't say ahad really Isser akam, doesn't go back into the original pasuk. So it'll be an Issa, but it won't be an Issa lav. Here the pasuk says, you're not allowed to eat behemoth meya. Lo sochlum. You're not allowed to eat nadei lo trefe. You're not allowed to eat behemoth meya. Then you have an exception to the rule. You have a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim Acharabim Lahatas, and the three dinim include in Acharabim Lahatas. So the one din that Roiv is Mevarat, second din, the Ruba Kukulna, and the third din, we're not fully sure. I was learned off in the pasuk, but that's a tradition the Chazal had. Included in the pasuk Acharam Lahatus is the din of Bittel Bereiv. So if an Issa falls into Heter, the Chazra and the Nevela, Trefa falls into Heter, so that 51% is the vegetable soup, and very little percent, 2% is the Nevela flavoring. So it should really be Bittel Bereiv. Then you have an exception to the exception, because it's 2-3%. You don't have shishim against it. In order to have shishim, you have to have less than 2%, a certain amount less than 2%. So if you don't have shishim, you can still taste the flavor. So we don't say that it's mutzah. Do you say it goes back into the original pasuk and you get malchus because of nevela, trefa, and chazir, behemoth, mea? Or do you say, no, it's an exception to the exception. It's an iser asay. So that's a machlokes in Tosfos. So some of the Baalei HaTosfos were of the opinion that it's not a hard release or a kam, it'll only be an iser essay. And other Baalei HaTosfos said, no, that you should say a hard release or a kam. Where else do you have this discussion, whether a hard release or a kam? So Tosfos gives other mishalim. So Tosfos gives a mashal. If you have a carbon, So a carbon has an isa me'ila. You're not allowed to be nenef in the carbon. What if the carbon gets a mum kavua and you pay that? So we learn that from a pasuk. Once you pay that, normally carbonists that have kedusha guf don't lend themselves to pidyon. When it's a behemah and it gets a mum kavua, then it lends itself to pidyon. So once you pay that, so the kedusha goes off. So everything should be mutter. But then you have, that's an exception to the rule. The rule is that hegdush has an isa me'ila. And even if it gets a mum kavu, it still has hegdush. But then if you pay that, so the pidyon is amatir. But then you learn that from the pasuk rak b'chalav is nashecha tizbach ve'achalta basar. So the Gemara learns that from each word, tizbach ve'achalta basar, tizbach ve'agiza ve'achalta v'lalukalabecham basar v'leicholav. That giza b'avoyda is still us. Normally there's an isa l'sabe b'b'chor sharecha v'lasagaz b'chor tzeinecha, b'chor is kachim kalim. That even if the animal is only kachim kalim, it's not kachim kachim, there's still an isa or giza b'avoyda. Alav of giza b'avoyda. What if you have a carbon shuhumam benifta? You were paid there. So paid there, so the kedusha should go off. So there shouldn't be any law. But then you have a pasuk, a drasha from the pasuk, tizbach v'la giza, ve'achalta v'lo l'klavecha. So you say that giza is awesome. So it doesn't mean that with respect to giza, it goes back into the original iser. Ve'achalta v'lo l'klavecha, and basa v'lo l'cholav. It goes back into the original Isra of Hegdish, and you'll get Malka. So they say, no, it's an Isra Esi. So Tosis quotes a Gemara in Kiddushin, of all places, I think in the first paragraph, Yud Gimel in Kiddushin, that even after Psulei HaMekdoshim is a technical term. It means a korban that had a Kiddush Saguf, Shehum Am Venifte. It got a Mum Kavua. It can't be put on a Mum Oiver. If it has a Mum Oiver, it can't be Makavid. Calls man that has the mum, but you can only be paid to the carbon if it gets a mum kavua. So the pasuk says tizbach v'achalta basa tizbach v'la giza, that the giza is still asa. So the Gemara says if you shear off the wool giza, you'll be loike on a sharp sun amgdashim, you'll be loike. So you see that you do say ahadri liyisura kama. Yeah. On the other hand, Tosis' opinion is not all of Yishanim agree. The Rambam, the Lecha Mishnah, points out the Rambam disagrees. There's a pasuk that on Yamim Tovim, you're not allowed to do Kamalacha Savoida Loi Sasa. On Shabbos, there's a pasuk, you're not allowed to do Malacha, and on Yom Tov, you're not permitted to do Malacha Savoida. So Malacha Savoida is also. Then you have a pasuk, Achashi Yachal Lachon Nefesh, Hula Bada Yosel Lachem, the Lachon Nefesh is Mutter. So you have a rule and you have an exception to the rule. Echon Nefesh is mutter, is an exception to the rule that normally Melechon Savoid is off. Then you have an exception to the exception. Achshe Yachol Chon Abshul Bad Yosel Lachem, Lachem Velo LaAkum, Lachem Velo LaKlovim. So let's say I cook tray for food for an Ochri, or I cook tray for food for the Behemah. So you can't say, well, maybe a Jew will eat it. It's not kosher food. So learn from the Pasuk, Lachem Velo LaAkum, that you're not allowed to cook tray for food for a nochri or for a behema. So they say, ahadruli surikama, there was a rule, kamalachas avoyda l'sasa, there was an exception to the rule of chanefesh. Then there's an exception to the exception that if it's a chanefesh of a behema, or a chanefesh of a nochri, so it's not mutter. So it goes back into the lav. So the Rambam says, yaloike, it goes back into the lav. The Lecha Mishnah points to that. And the Taisus in the first parak in Beitza says not so, that you don't say Ahadili Surakam. So according to the Taisus, by Giza, by Psulei HaMekdoshim, if you do Giza, the Gemara says you do say Ahadili Surakama. And here by the Echal Nefesh, Taisus thinks, Lachem v'lo le'achem, Lachem v'lo le'kovim, you don't say Ahadili Surakama. It'll only be an Yisir Asay. Nafkamina, let's say a person will cook for a nochri on yonta, will he? Because he did an avera. Is he like it? Is he not like it? The man is not, no one's giving any malchus, but it'll be relevant, the Prima Godim writes, whether the person becomes pasala edus. A rasha, al tashis yot cham rasha, liyas eit chamas. A rasha is pasala edus. What's the definition of a rasha? So the Rambam and the Rif and the Shulchan Aruch say, a rasha is either a rasha de chamas, al tashis yot cham rasha, liyas eit chamas. One who compromises on his religious principles, machmas chimud mamen. Let's say he knows he's supposed to keep kosher, but if the non-kosher food is less expensive, he knows he's not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. But for parnasa, in order to make more money, he'll be mechal Shabbos. So So whenever a person is a Rosh HaDuchamis, he violates any Avera, Machmas Chimud Maman, he cheats in business. So that's, even if there's no Malchus over there, a Rosh HaDuchamis is Pasolatus, and a Rosh HaDalab Duchamis is a Machlekes Abai Berabah. What's a din? Oichol Nevelis Lahachis. Not that he knows that he's compromising on his religious principles because the non-kosher food is less expensive. He'll save himself a few thousand dollars every year if he won't keep kosher. No, everything costs exactly the same. But it's not from his religious principles. He's not observant. He doesn't keep kosher. Not that he's compromising on his principles. He's not orthodox. So he doesn't keep kosher. So that's Machlekes Abai Berabah. That's the Mem of the Al-Kagam. That's one of the six cases where the din is like Abai, that we paskin, that he's also posulatus. So there are two Rishoim who are posulatus. One is Rosh HaDuchamis, one who compromises on his principles, Machmas Chimud Mamin, and one is Rosh HaDalab Duchamis. So anyone who does any Avera, wow, anyone who talks Lashon Hara is posulatus. So the answer is no. The Rambam and the Rif and the Shulchan Aruch say only if he's a Rosh HaDalab, Either he did an aver for which he's chayv nisa, or for which he's chayv malchus, because the pasuk says ashuhu rasha lamus. If there's a gemar din lemisa, the pasuk says ashuhu rasha lamus, and the other pasuk is vayon bin hakoyis arasha v'ipil ashof v'dikol lefanov kidei v'shasa b'mispa. So one who did an aver for which he's either chayv malchus or misa is referred to by the Torah as a rasha. So such a person will be a Rosh HaPosolatus, either a Rosh HaDuchamis, let's say, he does Chorah B'Peri Shviyas. The peris that grow in Eretz Yisrael during Shnas HaShmita have Kedusha. Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha and Shnas HaShmita has Kedusha. And there's a third thing, the peris that grow in Eretz Yisrael during Shnas HaShmita have a Kedusha's Peri Shviyas. What constitutes Kedusha's Peri Shviyas? So the pasuk says, Lo'isa Shabbos Arts Lachem Lo'ochla. That one word, Lo'ochla. So lo'achla v'lo l'schori, you're not allowed to do big business with the perish shvi'is. Lo'achla v'lo l'hepsed, you're not allowed to throw it out in the garbage. Lo'achla v'lo l'menoches, you're not allowed to use the perish shvi'is to burn on the mizbech. That's the same as lo'achla v'lo l'hepsed, even though it's a mitzvah to be makriv menoches on the mizbech, but not from perish shvi'is. So all the dinim are learned out from the one word lo'achla. So lo'achla v'lo l'schora, if a person does deal in business, he has perish shvi'is, and he does big business, he makes a fortune of money dealing in business and in perish shviyas. So he violated the Esther. He doesn't get any malchus. So the question is, would he be posulatus? So the Gemara says, yeah, he's posulatus. Aye, but he didn't do an avera for which he chayv malchus on misa. Liochla v'lo l'schor is only an isa. So the answer is, when it comes to a Rosh HaDuchamis, why is he dealing in business and perish shviyas? It's against the din, because he wants to make money. So by Rosh HaDuchamis, you don't need that. He should violate the law. When it's not a Rosh HaDuchamis, not that he's compromising on his principles in order to make money, just that he does Avera. He just does Averis. So then he's only possible Aedis if it's Yesh Malkus Amisa. So Lashon Hara, people are not gaining any money from talking Lashon Hara. They're not making any money on that. So Rosh HaLashonara, because there's no Malkus, so we say all of our best friends who do talk Lashon Hara are still kosher la'edis because there's no malchus on that. So lab shem or malchus, so you're not posel la'edis. So that's a big machlokes in Taisus. Afila in Timsi Laima, Taisus is the one who assumes, not like Rashi, the Tam Ki Iker is a din deraisa. So the 2 days in Taisus, just because din deraisa doesn't necessarily follow that there's malchus, or no. So that depends on the shaila. Do you say a hadra the Yisuri Kama? It goes back into the lav. The original law, not to eat Nevelis Atreifa, so they say, no, it's a new Isser, it's only an Isser essay. What is the Mokker? If you hold that Tam Ki Iker is the Rabbanon, so it's the Rabbanon. If you hold Tam Ki Iker is the Raisa, what is the Mokker? So that, we spoke about several different sources for the possible din of Tam Ki Iker. So, source number one, there's a Pasuk, probably in Parshas Vayikra, or Parshas Tzav, I forgot already. The pasuk says, when you bring a korban chatos, hanegeh b'psora yigdash. What do you mean? I touch b'sar chatos, I became holy. What do you mean, hanegeh b'psora yigdash? The Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean that. It means if it have a shlamim, touches the chatos. It doesn't mean it touches it, touched it. No, it means hanegeh b'psora, achayiv la b'psora. is balea a little bit. Let's say you're cooking them in the same pot. You cook the chatas and the shlamim in the same pot. So chatas can only be eaten by zichri kuna in the Azor, because it's kochim kochim. Shlamim can be eaten by Yisraelim in Yerushalayim. It's kochim kalim. So if you cook together, and again, bivsar yigdash, not to be taken literally, nogea, means bivsar achetivla bivsar. If the shlamim is boleya, a little bit of the particles of the chatas, so yigdash lias kamoa, the shlamim takes over the same dinim as the chatas, that what? In psula tiposel. Let's say the chatas was already nifsal belina. It was held overnight. They brought the chatas yesterday. Chatas kochi kochim. So the zman achila is more restricted than the zman achila b'shlamim. Let's say the shlamim and the chatas are both brought yesterday. So the chatas can only be nechon yom v'layla ad chatzos. And then today, they cook together in the same pot the chatas with the shlamim. So the shlamim can still be eaten today. Shlamim they brought yesterday is nechon shnei yom v'layla echad. Yesterday, last night, and today a whole day. But the chatas may not be eaten today, because when it comes alos ha-shachar up today, this morning, nipsal belinim, the rabbanon, you're not allowed to eat it after chatzos. And min ha-toyre, it only becomes nicer. It's nipsal belinim, and it comes alos ha-shachar. So if you cook them together, the yesterday's chatas with yesterday's shlamim, cook them together in one pot today, then the shlamim will become osa b'achila period, because it is balea from the chatas, which is nicer. Or let's say I cooked them together in the same pot yesterday. So we know which part is the chatas, which part is the shlamim. So they say, okay, the Kohanim should eat the chatas and make sure they finish it by midnight, and the Israelim can eat the shlamim. No. In Ksheret Teochel Kochayim Shebo, if the chatas is still, I cooked the chatas and the shlamim together in the same pot yesterday, and they both may be eaten. It's not, the chatas isn't yet Nipsal Belina, it's not yet nicer, but it's restricted. It can only be eaten by Zichri Kun and the Azar. So even the Shlamim, which normally may be eaten by Yisraelim, the Chol Ha'ir, so today, because it was Balea from the Chatas, in Ksheret Teochel Kochayim, in Psula Tiposel, the Pasuk says, and again, Bivsar Yigdosh. So the Gemara Darshan is Yigdosh Lias Kamoa, in Psula Tiposel, in Ksheret Teochel Kochayim Shabbat. If the Chatas is already Nipsal Belina, so then you can't eat the Shlamim at all. If the chatas is still kosher, I cooked them together yesterday in the pot. Teochel kochayim shebo. You can only eat the shlamim in the azor by zichri kuna, because it was balea. So that's based on the principle of tam kiyikar. So learn out. That's a good pasuk. So learn out from that pasuk. And again, bivsara yigdosh. Bivsara means achetivla bivsara. It's balea. So the Gemara says, how can you learn out chulam ikochim? Kochim, everything is mochomer. So maybe the din of the Tam Kika, their ice is only by Kochim, you can't tell from Chul. Sure. So that's what the Gemara says, you can't learn out from there. So what may possibly be another source for the din of Tam Kika? The Gemara says, it says by Nazir in Parshas Naso. Torah writes over the din of a Nazir. So Nazir is three things are Rasa, Tumah, Tiglachas, and Yayin. He's not allowed to be Metamil Mesim, like a coin. He's not allowed to take a haircut. And he's not allowed to eat grapes, so he's not allowed to drink wine. So the Torah says, "V'chol nishvas anovim lo yachal." What if shorah pita bayayin? You have a cup of wine, and someone soaked a piece of challah, a piece of bread, in the wine, and you squeeze out the wine. But yet, when you eat the bread, it has the flavoring of the wine in it. So that's a tam ki ikar. The roiv, you squeeze out. You don't have droplets of wine. If you have a droplet of wine, so the wine is bien. It's not going to be a whole revius. The machlokes satanam. How much wine does the nozer have to drink in order to get malchus, a revius or a kazayis? Machlokes satana. But so let's say if you have a piece of challah that absorbed wine, you squeeze everything out, so you don't have any droplets of wine. If you have an actual droplet of wine, that's bien. That'll be a chatzishir asim in atara. You have no droplet of wine, but it was absorbed into the piece of bread. So then if you eat the bread, you're eating a tam kiker of the wine. The wine succeeded and giving an asinus tam into the bread. So that's what the pasuk says. Chol nishvas anovim, nozer shashar pita bayayin. He's not allowed to eat the piece of bread, the pas, because it has a tam kikar of the yayin. So that's how the Gemara suggests one possible makar for Tam Kika. And you can interpret the pasuk differently, that it doesn't mean that you squeezed out all the wine. Maybe the droplet of wine is mamish bien, and mishos hanavim means that hetem et starf liyisa. Maybe it teaches you a different din, that let's say if you hold that the shear for the wine is kazayis, machlagis satanaim, and the Mishnah and Nazir, so let's say if you hold kazayis, what if I have a half a kazayis of wine and a half a kazayis of bread? So that's a machlagis satanaim, where they say by Nazir, hetem et starf liyisa. And kol tarakula we paska, ain't hetem et starf liyisa. By Nazir, there's a machlagis satanaim. So that's a second possible mucker. What does the word mishras mean? Mishras means the wine is balua into the challah, and even though there's no droplet of wine at all, I say tam ki ikar. That's what it teaches me, mishras. Or do you say no? That mishras is teaching me a different din of hetem et starf liyisa. Maybe there's no din of that. Maybe the droplets of wine, if I squeeze it, it'll be the end. So it's not only tam kiker. But I didn't need a whole kazai. I didn't swallow a whole kazai of wine. So the piece of challah together, chatzishir of the challah together with the chatzishir of the wine, adds up together to constitute a kazai, and you'll be loike. So that's a question. Is that a valid mucker or not? So then the Gemara has a third mucker to indicate that Tam Kika should be a din d'oraisa from Giulei Klei Midyon and Parshas Matos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs Bnei Yisrael, Nikom Nikmas Hashem Eis HaMidyonim Achat Yosef Al Amecha. Moshe Rabbeinu, the last thing he has to do before he's about to die, he has to organize an army, Elef Lamata, Elef Amachta, to fight a war against Midyon. So the Pasuk says, when the Jews won the war, so they not only, they killed all the soldiers, but Anoshim Atafa are civilians. So you're not allowed to kill civilians. The Goyim never drifted women in the army, and they never drifted Taf, young children are not drifted in the army. So you're not allowed to kill Anoshim Ataf. So not only did they win the war against the Midianim, and they killed all the soldiers, they didn't kill the civilians, but they confiscated all the trefa pots and pans. So the Torah says that you have to kasher all the pots and pans. What do you have to kasher for? Just remove all of the chazer, move all of the nevelas and treifas, and then you can use it. So the answer is no. If you're going to use it within 24 hours for kosher food, so and it's going to be burning hot, so there's going to be an esina stam from the treifa pot or frying pan that they took from the minyanim in the army. The Jewish soldiers are going to use it to cook their kosher food. So the treif of Belia is going to make the kosher food treif. So you see from the pasuk that Tam Kikar is a din d'orais. That's a good mucker. But that's what Tosis raises the possibility. There was one Bala Tosis who moved to Eretz Yisrael. So they called him Rabbeinu Yosef Shehalach le'Eretz HaTzvi. Eretz Yisrael is called the Eretz HaTzvi. Tzvi means, tzvi, tzavi doesn't mean a deer. Tzvi is a deer. But tzavi means to desire. It's Eretz Chemda. The desirous country, the wonderful country is Eretz Yisrael. So sometimes Tosfos calls him Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yerushalayim. When they heard that he landed already, he arrived. And before that, he called them, the Balei HaTosfos referred to Rabbeinu Yosef Shehalach le'Eretz HaTzvi. They knew that he left. They don't know if he arrived. And another Mesichta is the Kona Rabbeinu Yosef Yerushalayim. He came up with this idea that Tam Ki Ikar is an Issa Deraisa, but you don't say Hadrili Suri Kama. Since it's only learned out from Giulei Klei Midyon, it's only an Iser Esse. It's not a, you don't say Hadrili Suri Kama, it's not a lav, it's only an Iser Esse. Okay. Why do the other Tanoim disagree? Isn't that a good mocker that Tam Ki Ikar is Deraisa? So the Gemara says, we have a klal, Michidish Lo Yafinon. We learn out, let's say, there's a pasuk in Chum Mishor Bor Maben Hever. Arba Abbas Nezikin. Why are they called Abbas? Abbas Karlahanach, the Chsivim Behed Yibikrua, but they have told us. Abbas Machlal Dika told us, the first Mishnah and Baba Kama. So they told us, Adinim, cases that are sufficiently similar to the case in the Chumash. The case in the Chumash is Shor Bor Maben Hever. So if you have another case that's sufficiently similar, so you say the din is the same. That's a Midah Mamatzin. that's the most used mida bizman hazeh. We don't know how to use doy b'shoye b'chlal, v'yatzmen ha'klal, klal d'prat t'klal. We don't know how to use that. Today, the Gemara has such a lotion. Kol ha'tarakul is medam and milsa l'milsa. So we learn that midin echad l'chaveira. We said many times, you learn that, it says that the krushim of the Mishkan had to be atzishitim omdim kederach kedilosam. The wooden krushim of the Mishkan had to be used the same way it grew from the ground. The roots of the tree on the bottom and the branches on top, so the Karsha and Mishkan were boards of wood, but the boards had to be the same way it grew from the ground. So you learn out from there, to call it Tarkula, from Lulav and Esrig, Adas Man Arav is Kola Mitzvah's Kulam, have to fulfill the mitzvah. Kederach Gedilosim, whenever the halacha requires some natural item that grew from the ground, has to be Kederach Gedilosim. So you learn out from one din to another, because we assume all the dinim in the Torah fit into one big pattern. So in order that everything should fit in place. So you have to be medama, milsa la milsa. Everything should fit, so you learn that midin echad lahavera. So the Gemara has a concept of chidush. There's a technical term that's a chidush. What is a chidush? So we usually use the expression chidush, a din that I never heard of before. Din, someone just invented a big chidush. An original din that I never have thought of it on my own. So in the Midrash HaTorah Nidresh HaSpam, that's not what the term means. The term chidush means, Tosis writes in the first parak in Yevamos around Dav Zayin Asom and Aleph, Dav Shoei Bechlal, Yatzalid Medav HaChodesh, Yatav Yach Lachzir Lachlodoy, etc. So Dav HaChodesh means Dav HaSeser is HaKlal. Chidush means something that's an exception to the rule, it breaks the rule. What's an example of a chidush? So the Gemara says, Asham Mitzoyra, that not only the dam of an Asham, the dam of all the Kabbanis is Zorek on the Mizbech. Do you ever have a din? You take the dam of the Kabbanis, you put it on your thumb, you put it on your ear, you put it on your toe, and by Asham Mitzoyra, you give Matan Bahenis. So the Gemara says, that's called the Dabba HaChodesh. You're taking dam of Kabbanis, which under normal circumstances, Yuchad for Zrika, Gabi HaMizbech, and I use it for other purposes. That's a Dabba HaChadosh, Dabba HaSeisah HaKlal. All the Marshal of the Gemara says, there's a Machloikas Abai Verove, that's one of the six Yal Kegams, Ayin of Ya'al, Yud Ayin Lamed, the Ayin is Eid Zemim. So Abai holds Eid Zemim Lemafrehu Nipsal, and Rava holds only Mikan Lahabohu Nipsal. So we don't Paskan like Rava, we Paskan like Abai. So what? Why does Rava hold only Eid Zemim Mikan Lahabohu Nipsal? So the Gemara has two versions, in Baba Kama, in Perak Merubah. So one version is that Menator Rav agrees with Abai, Eitzamel Mafreho Nipsal, but with the Rabbanim Shemseded the Lukuch, is going to make the whole business world crazy. So with the Rabbanim, they had to change the din, and they said he's Koshel Eidus until we discover, until it becomes known that he was an Eitzamel. And the other version is no, the Rabbah disagrees with Abai on the level of their eyes. So why should he disagree that only Eitzamel is only Mikanam Habo and Nipsal? Why? But it's Nizbara now that he gave Eid Sheker as of 2 months ago. So when a person does an Aver, he becomes puzzle from the time that he did the Aver. Why should it only be Mikana Lahabohu Nipsal? So one version of the Gemara was that Rabbah's din is only the Rabbah. The other version was no. Rabbah holds that Eidzemim is a Chiddush. Why is it a Chiddush? Because my chos is the Tzai Slahani, Tzai Slahani. Usually when you have trey with trey, two say lovo, two say loy lovo, two say horag, two say loy horag. So the Gemara says, you don't know which cat is telling the truth. My chos is did sai slahani. Why should you decide to live, to believe them? Maybe you should sais listen to them and believe the second cat. So the fact that you believe the second cat datum against the first cat, that's a chidush in the sense, dab ha-sais ha-saklal. It really should be trey or trey. So the whole thing is a chiddush that you believe the second cut against the first cut. So and Rabbah invokes a rule that by chiddush, ein lach ba'al chiddusha, you have no right to extend it. So it's only mikana lahabo. That's the way the Gemara presents it. But again, we don't pass like Rabbah. That's the ayin of Ya'al Kigam. We pass like Rabbah. Eizemel mafreihu nifsal. So how come eizemel mafreihu nifsal? So the tour. In Choshe Mishpat, as well as the Torah ala Torah, this Pirush ala Torah, the Torah writes, that's exactly the Machloikas Abai v'Rava. Rava holds the Zemim is a Chiddush, and Abai holds that it's not a Chiddush. And he gives you a whole explanation why it's not a Chiddush. So the Nesivus in Hilchas Eidus quotes this Torah, and he disagrees. He said, that's not correct. both Abaye and Rabbah, they both agree that Edzemim is a Chiddush. Because a Chiddush means Dabar Seisah Saklal. My chos is the Tzais Lahani, Tzais Lahani. So they both agree that it's a Chiddush. But they just argue, can you apply the rule of Ein Lach Bar L'Mishas Chiddush Aliyeh? Doesn't necessarily follow that he shouldn't be, the Edzemim should not be Pasal L'Mafresh and only Pasal Mikan L'Habo. Here there's a Gemara here on Daf Kuf. We didn't learn it yet. Tipas Cholov, famous sugya Daf Kuf Ches Amin Aleph. Abaye has another mocker for Tam Kiyika Deraisa from Basim Cholov. How do you ever have an existence of Basim Cholov? I cook flesh in a pot and I pour in a little milk and the milk all gets absorbed in the flesh. So when you're eating the flesh, you can taste the flavor of the milk. But the flesh is 98% of what you're eating is flesh. And you have has the taste of butter, has the taste of flavor of milk in it. So the milk should really be bottled beroiv. It's more than 50% of the food that you're eating, way more than 51% of the food is the flesh. And very little milk, but I cooked it with milk or with butter that should give Nesina Stam. So, and the Torah says that there's a prohibition of eating basa b'cholam. Why is it also? I should say that the cholam is batel b'raif. The answer is because it's nice and tam. Because the cholam is nice and tam. So that's what Abaye says. Amar Abaye and daf kuf ches amin aleph. After that mission about cooking basa b'cholam, so Abaye tainas, it must be tam ki ikar is a din d'araisa. Because you learn it out from Basa B'cholov. How do you ever have the institution of Basa B'cholov? Only you have exactly 50-50. It's never going to happen. It's never going to be 50-50. Let's say you're cooking a whole vat full of milk and you put a little bit of schmaltz in it. Then it should have a different flavor. So the schmaltz is less than 50%. Or you're cooking flesh and you pour a little bit of butter, a little bit of milk. The milk is less than 50%. So whichever it is, it's only one chance in a billion, trillion, zillion, million is going to be 50-50. Highly, highly unlikely. The odds are it's never going to happen to be exactly 50-50. So from the whole institution of Basam B'cholav, you should learn out to call a Torah Kula that Tam Kiker is their item. Whenever there's an Asinas Tam, I should say that the Tam Kiker. So Rabbi says, Rabbi disagrees. So Rashi learns Rabbi disagrees because Rabbi holds Tam Kiker is love their item. Tosis says, no. Tosis on Kuf Chesam and Aleph Omar Rava. Rava said, you can't learn out from here. And he says, the reason why you can't learn out from Basa B'cholav to Kola Torah Kula, because Basa B'cholav is a Chiddush. This cloud that all the dinim fit into one big pattern, and therefore you have the right to learn out Midin Echad L'Chavero, that's under normal circumstances. But every so often you have a parsha in the Chumash that we know that it sticks out like a sore thumb. It doesn't fit into the rest of the pattern. That's called Chiddush Davar Soisa Saklal. So Basa B'cholav we know is a Chiddush. Because in Kol HaTorah Kula, not only do you say that there's an Esinas Tam Derech Bishol, if you cook kosher with treif together, if you have Kovish Kemevushol, Amaliach Kereseach, also gives an Esinas Tam. And I also apply there Tam Kiyika Deraisa. Here, by Basa B'cholav, it's only Derech Bishol Asra Torah. If the cholav is nice and tam into the basa because of kavish kemevushal, because of maliach kereseach, it won't be basa b'cholav deraisa. The Mishnah has at the end of the perek kol basa, there are two differences between basa b'cholav deraisa and basa b'cholav derabana. That's a wheat paskin that chicken and milk is only derabana. The machlokes is hatanaim in the Mishnah and the machlokes in Yerideya. There were some achrayim who thought that Tosfos in the beginning of the Perek, meant to paskin basa b'cholav is deraisa by chicken, and we don't accept that. We assume that basa b'cholav by chicken is only the rabban. So the Mishnah says that there are two differences. When it's basa b'cholav deraisa, there are three yisurim: hasa b'bishul, hasa b'achila, hasa b'anoa. When it's basa b'cholav derabban, it's muta b'bishul and muta b'anoa. It's only hasa b'achila. Now, so Rav Soloveitchik told us that years ago, a religious Jew was drafted into the American Army. They wanted him to work in the kitchen. He had to fry chicken and butter in order to serve it to the non-Jewish soldiers who didn't keep kosher, didn't have to keep kosher. So he was mesupik because the balabas didn't know. Is he allowed to cook chicken with milk? And Bas B'chol, so Rav Soloveitchik said, strictly speaking, Bas B'chol of the Rabbanon, chicken and milk is only the Rabban. So it says in Yerideh, based on the Mishnah, Basa B'cholav Rabban is Mutta B'Bishol and Mutta B'Hanor. it's only also bachila. So just make sure you don't eat it. But there's no way to cook it. So that was Abaye's suggestion. The Tanoim gave a makkah from Gilui. The Tanoim gave a makkah from Yigdash. That you see the Tamkika deraisa, and then they said Chulam Bikachim Layafin. Maybe Kachim is Muhammad. Then one Tana gave a makkah from Gilui Klei Midyan, and then the Gemara says maybe you can't learn that. Maybe that's also a chiddush. Why is Gilui Klei Midyan is a chiddush? Why should that be considered a chiddush? So the Pashup Shat and the Gemara is because even if it's a, if the gun, the Gemara says if the Jewish soldiers in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu would wait 24 hours from the last time the Midianim cooked treifa chazer in the pot, then menatoira there would be no need to kasha the pot. Because once you wait to the kadera, the pot, the zeina ben yomo, so the whole bliya that's going to go from the doifne hakdera into the kosher food that you're going to cook is going to be a nice and tam levgam. And this tam levgam is mutter. So the Torah only asked if it's ben yomo. So the other Tana says, even ben yomo, yepshadolai pogma purto. It's also going to be a little bit nice in tam levgam. So the fact that the Torah says there's a din of giulik, you have to do hagola on the clay medion, even if it is a ben yomo, it's also a chiddush. It's a dover asayis as haklal. Because based on the cloud, that even if you say there's a din of tam kika, but it's only if it's nice in tam levshvach, there's in tam levgam, it doesn't make sense. There should not be a din of tam kika. And by Gilui Klei Midyan, by Blias Kalim, even when it's a Ben Yom, it's going to be Efshad Lalei Pogma Purta. So since it's a Chiddush, maybe that's a Hayra Ashoah. Maybe it doesn't apply to other cases. That's the Poshim Shant and the Gemara. The Ra'or has Asogis on the Torah Sabayis by the Rashba. The Rashba and the Ra'or were both Talmidim of the Ramban. So the Rashba wrote the Torah Sabayis Ha'oruch, that the whole Chelek Aleph Yerodei is based on Hilchus Shchita, Hilchus Malicha, Hilchus Basim Mecholov, Tarubis, the doors of Hilchus Nidan, the Tilus Yadai, Mikvos, everything, that's every section of Shulchan Aruch is based on a different region. So the whole Chelek Aleph Yerodei is all patterned after the Rashba and the Torah Sabayis. So the Ra'or also learned by the Rashba, by the Ramban, and he has Hasogas here and there on the Torah Sabayis. That's called the Berakah Bayis. He's touching up the Bayis, fixing up the holes in the bais. So the Ra'or has a different interpretation in that Gemara. He says, the parsha says, Ach b'mei nida yischato. When they took the treifa kelim from the goyim, so they had to first do either hagola or libun to make them kosher. And after doing the hagola or the libun, then it said they had to be tovel them in a mikvah. Ach b'mei nida Yischato, the Pashab Shat may nida yischato means me adayusa. You have to have hazar shlish and shvi because there were dead bodies all over the place. There was a war. There were minyanim. None of the Jewish soldiers died at all. Line of kad memenu ish. The pasuk says it was a miraculous war. Jews didn't lose any of the soldiers at all, but there were dead bodies from the minyanim all over the place. So the kelim, so the people, the soldiers became tummy, and the kelim, the pots and pans became tummy. So just like when a person is tummy, you need hazor shlishi shvi. So when the kelim became tummy, they also needed hazor shlishi shvi, and then to be tovel them in a mikveh. So that's the pashup shah. Achter mei nida yischato, mei nida means mei adayusa, sprinkling of the water. Hazor shlishi shvi, the efa para, paraduma water. You have to sprinkle shlishi shvi, and then you can be tovel in a mikveh to remove the tumah. That's the pashup shah. Then the Gemara has the very last Mishnah, Masechus Avodah Zarah, the last daf and a half, have all the dinim of Tfilas Kelim. So the Torah Shebaal Peh has an additional level of interpretation in that pasuk. The Pshutos on Mikra b'mei nida yischata b'mei adayusa, sprinkling the water, Hazor Shlishishvi, the mei paraduma water. And after doing Hazor Shlishishvi, then it's self-understood, you have to be tovel kelim in a mikveh, and the Torah Shebaal Peh has an additional level of interpretation, the Maim Sha Nida Tovelus Behem. That normally, if you have a kli, let's say you have a little needle, Machten Betzinoiri, yes. You have a little fork, became Tome, you have a little needle, became Tome. So you can be, Minantari, you can be Tovelin in a mikveh of a revius of water. You don't need Mamsor. It's only Midirabbanan, the Gemara says, Bitluha. We learned that Tosfos quoted the Gemara in Nazir. But Betuli batlo, the Rabbanim when mevatel that kula, that menatara a mikveh for tefilas kelim tameim is enough with the revius. They said you always need memsa. So that's only if the forks and the knives are tameh and you want to remove the tumah, make it tohar. What if you bought it from a nochri and it's clay seuda, forks and knives that you eat food with? So there, Taisus says on the last daf in Avodah Zarah, there you need memsa menatara. That's a different kind of tefilah. There's a tefillah to be ma'ala kedusha, and then there's a tefillah to remove tumah, and then there's a third tefillah to be matar and isha lebaila. Three different dinim of tefillah on the level of their eisen. So the Torah Shabbat Peh has this additional level of interpretation, and most Rishonim assume that tefillah kelim is a real din der eisen. Tefillah kelim on glass kelim, we assume is only midirabban. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. Some Achrenim disagree, they hold even Tfilos Kelim on glass is also Menater. And most assume on glass is only the Rabbanan, and Tfilos Kelim on clay Mateches, the pots and the pans and the forks and the knives that are made from metal. So Tfilos Kelim on Mateches, that's their Raisa. So the Ra'or has an interesting interpretation. Tam Kikir is, the Gemara is saying, you can't learn out from Giuli Klei Midyon that Tam Kikah is the Raisa, because that's a Chiddush. What's a Chiddush? There's a din, Toibel v'sheretz b'yodai, so the Tfilah is no good. So that's why we say first, you have to kasha the tray for pots and pans, do hagola or libun, whichever, kibola kachpolta, however it was used, however it absorbed the trayfas, that's how you have to kasha it. So whatever, if you have a broiler, that you broiled the trayfas and avelus on, then you have to do libun. If you have a pot that you cooked trefus soup in, then you can do hagola to remove the trefus. So first you have to kasha the if you bought trefus kelim from the goyim or the klamidion, the kelim used to belong to the goyisha army and the Jews took it over. When the Jews won the war, so they took over all the trefus kelim. So not only do you have to, in order to be tovel the kelim, you have to first kasha them, because if you'll first be tovel it, that's called Teivel v'sheretz b'yodai. So that's what the Ra'or learns. Maybe li'olam, maybe the din of Tam Kikir is really lav d'araisa. There is no din d'araisa. And if you have it, and if a Jewish person has a pot and by mistake he cooks basa b'cholim in it, cooks treifas, he doesn't have to kasha the pot. Maybe there's no din d'araisa of Tam Kikir. But if you bought treif kelim from a goy, and the din requires you have to be toivel it. You don't want to do toivel v'sheretz b'yodai. So there, the kashering of the pot is needed as prerequisite to be able to do the tefilos kelim. But if you're not buying it from a goy, so it's not that the Gemara said you can't learn out from Giuli Klei Midyon because it's a chiddush. That was a harasha once in the history of the world. No, not once in the history of the world. Whenever, according to the Ra'or in Berak HaBais, whenever you bought the treif kelim from an ochri, and you have to do tefilas kelim, so to enable you to perform the mitzvah tefilas kelim, you don't want to be toivel v'sheretz b'yodai, you have to first do a hagola. But if the pot belongs to you and there's no mitzvah tefilas kelim, maybe the whole din of Tam Kikir is only the rabbon. A very fascinating interpretation in the Gemara. The Parsha Pshat in the Gemara is that the whole institution of tefilas kelim is only harasha once, the whole din of hagola was only harasha once in the history of the world and never applies in any other case. So again, so what are the sources to say Tam Kikir there? So the original source was Kol Hagayim B'Fsara Yigdash Lias Kamayish Mtsula Tiposo Sheo Teochel Kochay Mishabo. And the Gemara says you can't really learn out from Kachim Techulam, because Kachim, we understand, should be Mochomer. That was a possible Yafus. That another Yafus was from Mishras, but there's room to argue. You can say that Mishras Anavim doesn't really tell you Tam Kikir. Maybe there's no din of Tam Kikir. Maybe it means Shor Pita Bayayin, and there's Yayin Bien there. So Yayin Bien, what's the Chiddush? Because there's only a Chatzishir of Yayin. So the bread is Mitztarif with the wine, Het Mitztarif Lisa. So maybe you can't learn out from that Pasuk, the din of Tam Kikir. So the Gemara said, well, maybe we should learn it out from Giuli Klei Midyon. So the Gemara said, maybe Giuli Klei Midyon is a Chiddush, whatever that means. So that's why there's a machlokes whether Tam Kikir is a din d'araisa or not. So Abai says, learn it out from Basa B'cholot. Abai is an Amber, all the others are Tanaim. Then we mentioned the Vilna Gaon interprets in the Shitas HaRambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos, and in the Mishnah Torah, there's a fifth makar. a totally different makom. The Rambam quotes the din that mitzvahs loy sesei. There are 365 lavin to order 48 mitzvahs sesei. So the Rambam had a whole sefer on mitzvahs. So the Rambam has a din, you're not allowed to eat chametz b'pesach. And if you eat chametz b'pesach, there's an isa koris. Then he has another lav called machmetzus lo sechela. The word machmetzus has the connotation of tarubas chametz. You're not allowed to eat if you have a food and has a little part of the ingredients, a chametz, it's a tarubas chametz. The rive is not chametz, and the miut, less than 50% is chametz, tarubas chametz. So there's an isa lav that you're not allowed to eat it, but if you eat it, there's no curse. So the Ramban asks, and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, you have a lot of Hasogas and Ramban. Why did the Rambam count that as a separate loisese? If it's nice and tam, if the chametz succeeds in giving flavoring to the whole mixture, so tam kika deraisa, there should be kares. Why do you say there's no kares? And if it's not nice and tam, and it's a roiv het and miyadisa, not nice and tam, so it's bottle. The whole need for shishim is only with the Rabbana. So what's the case in the Rambam? That is talking about taruvis of chametz, and there's no kares. If it's nice and tam, there should be kares. And in nice and tam, so it should be mutter. Where do you have a case that it's also and there's no kares? So the Bir Agra on Yerideya, on Hilchas Pesach, Bir Agra on Hilchas Pesach suggests that the Rambam held that tam ki yikad deraisa is a new posik. If you eat chametz b'pesach, chametz b'yan, not the taruvis, then there's kares. If you eat taruvis chametz, it really is batel b'roiv. It's batel b'roiv, so there's no iser chametz. It's a new iser. And the new iser is not learned out from Giuli Klei Midyan. It's not learned out from Mishra. It's learned out from this pasuk called machmetzos l'sachel. And in taruvis, it's a new iser. You don't say hadra l'isur kamas. On the new iser, there's no kares. You don't say hadra l'isur kamas. And this is the mocker, this is the fifth pasuk, this is the mocker and call it terakuda for the institution of Tam Kika Derais. That's a fantastic Bir Agra. Excuse me for a minute, I'll be right back. I apologize. We mentioned before the Gemara and Sadik Ches on the base, where the Gemara learns out from Rabbi Sheila that Rabbi Sheila is only mutter to Kohanim. And despite the fact that you cook it together in the same pot, most of the Tanaim hold you cook it together with the rest of the Shalmei Nazir, it doesn't aser the rest. So the Gemara quotes a bar, says, Zeu het habo mechlal lisa. This is a chiddush. This is a yotze min haklal. Why is a yotze min haklal? So Abai says, according to Rabbi Yudah, usually min b'mino is mamashu, which shouldn't be popular at all. So the Israelim shouldn't be allowed to eat any of the Zeru b'sheilo. So this is an exception to the rule. Then the Gemara proceeds to say, even if you hold like the Rabbanan, that min b'mino is not mamashu, but it's still an exception to the rule. Why? So the Ravid interpreted in the Gemara that usually in Kol HaTorah Kula there's a din of Eimah Batan Leishon L'chatchila, and that's a real din deraisa. And here we allow it. So that's the exception to the rule. The Shach Nyeradeh points out that we don't paskin like that. The Ravid, we paskin, all the Rishonim disagree. We paskin that Ein Mavatan Isra Lachatchila is only an Isra de Rabbanan. Abdi Miluim is a Sefer on Eben Ezra that's authored by the same author as the Ktais HaChosh and HaChosh Mishpat. So the back of the Sefer Abdi Miluim has a few Shavuos and Shuvos. So one of them, he not really Shavuos that came up Halacha L'maaseh, it's like Shagas Ari Shavuos and Shuvos, just essays on miscellaneous topics. So one of the essays, he comes up with a suggestion, a chiddush, that maybe ein mevatlin isa lechatchila by truma will be a din deraisa, because a din of there's a din of mishmeres trumaisai. He's supposed to protect the truma that it shouldn't become tameh and it shouldn't get ruined. So not only it shouldn't get ruined, it shouldn't be hoylech liban, it shouldn't become tameh, it shouldn't become ois truma. If you'll take yayin shel truma, pour it into a big barrel and mix it in with chulin, it'll be bottled berayiv. So if you'll be mevatlet, it won't be truma anymore. So that may be by truma, maybe it'd be anisa deraisa, ei mevatlet anisa l'chatchila. And the Chavos Das, this is Sefer on Yeridei, written by the author of the Nesivos HaChosh Mishpat. So the Chavos Das suggests that by Isuri Hanor, could be that ei mevatlet, if you have, let's say, something as anisa deraisa, and I'm going to mix it in with heter, and it'll be bottled b'shishim. Then I'm going to have more heter. Originally, I had so much volume. Now I have a little bit more volume. So when I take yisuri hanor and I make them into heter hanor, the act of mixing it in, if it fell in by itself, okay. So the din is that it's bottled b'roi, bottled b'shishim, so it's mutar hanor. But you should pour it in on purpose. So you're getting hanor from the yisuri hanor by mixing it in. So maybe that should be an Issa Deraisa. Eim about an Issa L'chatchila by Truma could be an Issa Deraisa because of Mishmeres, that's Abne Miluim. And Eim about an Issa L'chatchila by Sui Hanor could be an Issa Deraisa because you're getting Hanor, Sof Kosof, you're getting Hanor from the Issa. We mentioned when we were learning the Parshas HaShavua last week, Tzipori Mitzora, when the Mitzora becomes Tohar, so he has to take Tzipori Mchayis Tohiris, and one of them is the Tzipor HaMashul, one of them he shechts, and he has the dam drip into the container with the Mayim, and then the other one, Rishilach Al Pnei Asod, the Tzipor HaMashulachas. So the Gemara says the Tzipor HaMashulachas must be that it's muta bahano, because if it's osa bahano, the tzipa hashchuta is osa bahano. The Gemara learns that from the pasuk, but the pasuk is not so clear. Maybe they're both muta bahano. The Gemara says it can't. Maybe they're both osa bahano. Gemara says that can't be. The tzipa hamishulachas is osa bahano. So when you send it out, loyomer Torah shalach l'takala. Torah's not going to tell me to send al pnei asodah b'shilach esatzipor al pnei asodah. Then some other Jew is going to trap that tzipor and he's going to shecht it and eat it. So it'll come out that somebody violated an isa. So the achreinim abadet on that gemara. What's the problem? The other person who mistakenly will shecht it and eat it, he has the right to go basar roiv. That roiv are the birds in the world, and not tzipa hashlucha, tzipa hamishulachas of the tzipari mitzora. So no one's going to violate any of it. Everyone else has a right to go. So the Achrayim say, no, but you're sending it, if it would be really Asabano, and you send it up in Asoda, now you're causing it to become bottled. That's Eim Avat Nis L'chatchila. Aye, but we hold Eim Avat Nis L'chatchila is only Midirabbana and it's Asar. So how did the Gemara prove that the Tzipa HaMashulachas must be Mutamana? Because the Torah would never allow me to send it out. Eim Avat Nis only Midirabbana. So the few Achrayim say, Eim Avat Nis L'chatchila, we assume not like the Raib, it's only the Rabbana, and that's by Lach Balach. But by Yavish B'Yavish, it makes sense to say that Eben Latan is their ice. And that there's such a Ra'uah in the Berak HaBayis, in one place, argues like that. He says, what do you mean? I can't afford kosher food, so I'll go to the Trefus store, I'll buy a Trefus salami, and I'll go to the kosher store, I'll buy two kosher salami. Every week, I'll buy Trefus food and kosher food. Exactly, looks exactly the same. Then I mix it up, I close my eyes, I mix it up, and I remember which is which. They say, Eim Avat Anis Al-Khatril is only Asa Midirabbanan. That's ridiculous. By Yavish B'Yavish, it has to be that Eim Avat Anis Anis Adirais. By Lach B'Lach, it's the Rabbanan. What's the difference between Yavish B'Yavish and Lach B'Lach? So the Gemara in Pcheris and Avchav Gimel has a whole sugya. But the Gemara raises a very strange chakira, so to speak. When you have an iser, or tumah is bottled beroiv, an iser is bottled beroiv, that a liquid that's tumah gets mixed in with a liquid that's tahar, so it'll be bottled beroiv sometimes. So the Gemara has a discussion whether you say something that was bottled beroiv and it's nizbatel. They say it's command leisei dami, or they say no. Despite the fact that it's command leisei dami, it's still bottled. It's an abstract chakira. And what's the difference? So the Gemara says the difference is whether you say chozev inir. If an isa fell in to heter and it became bottled, so they say it's command leisei dami. So even if a little more isa falls in, and if I would add them both up together, now I don't have enough heter to be mevatel both. So do you say, kama bottle, the amount of isa that fell in the first time became mutter, and isura, the isa that fell in, is kamanda leise dami? So therefore, you don't say chazav in here? If a little more isa falls in, you won't be mitzar if the original isa that fell in with the new isa that fell in today. Or do you say, no, that the isa that fell in, that became the tumah that fell in, that became bottle, it's kamanda isa dami, but you have a right to ignore it. But then if a little more tumor falls in, a little more isa falls in, and now I no longer have roif, I no longer have shishim against it, whatever, I don't have meyah, so then I'll say chazmin, it wakes up again. So there's a problem. The Gemara puts together a few dinim that are all tali zebzeh and this shayla, and the Naisi Kelim and the Rambam point out that there's a steer in the Rambam. Based on the sugim pcheres, daf chav gimel, the Rambam has two different dinim that seem to contradict each other on this issue. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Mari Kurkis. Mari Kurkis has a running commentary on the whole Rambam, and he has Hasogas on the Rambam. So the Mari Kurkis raises the question on the Rambam also, and he answers the Rambam holds, once you get to the Maskanas HaSugya there in Pcheres Daf Chav Gimel, we distinguish between Lach Balach and Yavish B'Yavish, that by Yavish B'Yavish, we say this bitl, but that's command isa dami. By lach balach, he say this bitl is command isa dami. So if you say that, and then they point out, if you look there, when the Vilna Shas was printed in the late 1800s, so the magi on the Vilna Shas was Rav Shlomo LeVilna, and he has in the back his comments printed in the back, the Cheshek Shlomo. He was the younger brother of Rabbi Tzalal Vilna, Rabbi Tzalal Akoyim. He was the super genius in the family. Rav Shlomo LeVilna was a plain genius, two geniuses. The both Dayanim and Vilna. So if you look in the Cheshek Shlaima there, on Pcheres Daf Chav Gimel, he quotes this Mari Kurkis, quoted by the Kesef Mishnah, and he says, you see that there are more Paskins like that. What's the din of Chometz became Chometz bit Pesach? If in the middle of Pesach, a little Chometz, a little cookie or something, falls into the Pesach Dikka soup, and then you pull it out, but there's a little bit in the Sinas Tam, so chametz in the middle of Pesach is b'mashu. so it's not bottled. But if the chametz fell in, the chametz stick ingredient fell in before Pesach and Erev Shishim against it, so then we say even on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, there's a machlokes. According to the Rambam, you should say that it's b'mashu because Sovah Sheish L'Matirin, and we don't pass on like the Rambam. We pass on chametz after Chatzos on Erev Pesach is bottled b'shishim, and once it's bottled before Pesach comes, then you don't say chazav in here. So the Ramah says, b'yavish b'yavish, if chametz was nisarev, let's say chametz digmatik, got mixed in with the Pesach digmatik, you can't tell the difference. They look exactly the same. But what is chametz? One is matzah. So then, if it got mixed in before Pesach, when Pesach comes, you say chazav in here. And by lach b'lach, you don't say chazav in here. So Reb Shlomo Lalonde writes, that Psak HaRamah, to split between Yavish B'Yavish and Lach B'Lach, is based on this Mari Kurkis. The Ramah didn't have any Mari Kurkis. He doesn't quote it, but he says it's based on this idea that the Mari Kurkis developed. The Mari Kurkis claims that the Rambam understood that Sugyam Cheres, once you get to the Maskana, so we distinguish that by Bittel, by Yavish B'Yavish, we consider it Kamana Isedamid, but it's Mutter to eat it. And by Bittel, by Lach Balach, he considered Kamanda Leisedami. So that's why by Yavish B'Yavish, Kamanda Leisedami, so you can't say Chazimaneer. By Lach Balach, you can't say Chazimaneer. So based on that, that's the idea that the Ra'or wrote in the Berek HaBayis, in the Chassam Sofer, the Pizchi Chuvah quotes, Chuvah's Chassam Sofer quotes this in the name of Nas Nadler. That was his Rebbe. He had two big Rabbeim. The Chassam Sofer was not a Hungarian. The Chassam Sofer was a Yekke. And he signs all of his Jewish Moshe HaKotten in Frankfurt. He was born and brought up in Frankfurt. His parents were Yekis. And then he had a Rabbanis in Hungary, in Presburg, Bratislava. The Goyim call it Bratislava. But he was not an Ungarische. He was a Yekish. And his two Rabbein were the Hafloah and Rav Nosson Adler. The Hafloah was Rav Pinchas HaLevi Ish Horovitz. The one who wrote the Makna and Kiddush and Haflo and Ksubis. The Haflo was the rabbi in Frankfurt, and also Rav Nosson Adler lived in Frankfurt for many years. So these were his two big rabbeim. So every so often he'll quote from Rav Nosson Adler. So this he quotes from Nosson Adler, the same as the Ra'or and Berak Abayis, that by Yavish B'Yavish, Eim Abat and Isra Lachatchilas and Isra Deraisa. Hasvaran of Senes, that if the nature of the Heter is Kemandi Isi Dame and it's still Mutter, so that's also lachatchila to set up such a heter. But if the whole Yisera heter is by lach balach, it's command alesei dami, so that should even be muta lachatchila menator. The whole Yisera matanis and lachatchila would only be midi rabbanim. And to put yourself to be machnes atzmo, le matzav shel tchias yisurim, so if it's going to be an Yisera that's command alesei dami, so that should be muta. But if it's an Issa, that's going to be command Issa Dami, and it's still Mutter, so that should be also. Same thing, let's say a person is going to be put himself into a situation where he's going to be B'Sakonis Nefoshes on Shabbos, he'll have to be Mechal Shabbos. Machten Satzma, so that's a famous Balamor on the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says you're not allowed to go on a boat trip the last 3 days of the week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Or the Vilna Gaon thinks it only goes Thursday and Friday, the last 2 days, not the last 3 days. All the other Rishonim say the last 3 days you're not allowed to go. So they're different pshat, and what's wrong? What's the issue? So Balamor says, because whenever you go on a boat, there may be a sakana may develop, and they'll expect all of the passengers on the boat to help to be Mechal Shabbos, to do whatever is necessary to save everybody's life. So if you go on a boat trip the last 3 days before Shabbos, so pikuach nefesh is dech, and Shabbos a real din is mutter, but you're not allowed to put yourself into such a situation. Why not? That's in a certain sense, that's like ein levat nisa lachatchila al yavish b'yavish. It's a command nisa, and mamish is machal Shabbos. It's not like lach b'lach that it's command aleisi dami. But yavish b'yavish is command aleisi dami, and it's still mutter. So that I can understand. That could be an Issa deraisa. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he writes that obviously that Balamor is Issa. You're not allowed to put yourself in a circumstance, in a situation where you have to be Mechal Shabbos because of Sakonis Nefesh. If you can avoid it, you shouldn't do it. And Moshe says it's clearly only an Issa derabbanan and the Balamor. It's not an Issa deraisa. Why? Because the Balamor learns in that Gemara, you're not allowed to go on a boat trip the last 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, because you make an involvement in Chilul Shabbos, is only if you're going with Dvar Hoshus. But if you're going with Dvar Mitzvah, then it is Mutter. So why should it be a difference between the Dvar Mitzvah and Dvar Hoshus? And Masbi, it's only in Issa, the Rabbanah said, but Maka Mitzvah Le Gozrum. That's what he argues the point. But Hasfar no sense, there's room to argue with Rab Moshe. It could be that it's really an Issa deraisa, like Aim about an Issa, Abchila by Yavish, be Yavish, it's command the Issa Domi. Ms. Mamish being the Chalo Shabbos be a daim, so Pikoch Nefesh, that's command the Issa Domi. And Bamaka Mitzvah is Mutta, that's a different reason why. That's not called Matnas Atzmo. The Ramban has a Loshen, Ein Mitzvah and Mekoyim and Vishaita. He has to, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, he has to go do a Dvar Mitzvah. He's not mechuyev to worry in advance, but on Shabbos, I may have to be mechal Shabbos. He has to do the mitzvah, that's mutel esolov. When he does the mitzvah, then it comes Shabbos. So it turns out he fell in. So he may have to be mechal Shabbos. But maybe b'makam mitzvah is not that b'makam mitzvah le'gozer rabbanon. The whole Easter, v'ach nesatzma, is only the rabbanon. Maybe the Easter is really the raisa. Like aim about the Easter, l'chatchila b'yavish b'yavish. B'makam mitzvah is mutel, because it's not called mach nesatzma. Yeah, that could well be. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah has a machlokes hatanoim, Reb Shimon and Reb Meir, I think, whether noisin tam levgam is also osur on the assumption that tam ki iker, let's say I poured a little chazer schmaltz into the vegetable soup, and now it tastes very good. Tastes very good. What if I poured the vegetable soup as such that when you pour the chazer schmaltz in, it doesn't taste as good as it tastes. It still tastes delicious. But if he wouldn't have poured in, the chazer schmaltz would have even tasted better. It's poigam in mitzvah, not nifso nachila, but it's poigam in mitzvahs. It would have tasted better if they wouldn't have poured it in. So that's called nice and tam livgam. So what is the seira heter of nice and tam livgam? So there's machlokes hatanoim. So Reb Meir is of the opinion there's no heter nice and tam livgam. In the veil of sheni bruya ager, if you have non-kosher food, if it becomes nifsal me'achil osodom, then it's mutter. The pasuk says, if you have neveli, you're not allowed to eat it. What should you do with it? Agar shabashachet nara machola. You're allowed to give it as a gift to a ger toshev. The ger toshev is a nochri, was mekabla love to observe the seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach, but he doesn't have to observe the laws of kashrus, and they accepted that. So the Torah says, what do you do if you have neveli? Give it to a ger toshev. So the tanoim. So Reb Shimon derives from that pasuk that if you have nevela, which is not fit for human consumption, even though it's roi l'achilas habeima, it's mutter. And Reb Meir disagrees. No. In order for the yisur, from the very outset, in order to have an yisur achila chal, the food has to be roi l'achilas adam. But once the yisur achila is chal on it, it'll only disappear. The yisur achila will only go away if the food will become nifsa machilas akelas. Nifsa machilas adam is not enough. So that's Reb Meir's sheet, but we don't pass like Reb Meir. So we pass in once it's nifsa machilas adam, it'll be mutter. Then we say, but that's only if the yisur is bien. I have a tray for salami. I left it out of the refrigerator for a month. So if a person will eat it, smell it, taste it, it tastes awful, he's not going to eat it. It's nifsa machilas adam. The dog will eat it and it'll be delicious and he won't get a bellyache. It's not nifsa machilas akelav. So that's the machlekes Reb Meir and Reb Shimon. We pass like Reb Shimon. Nifsa machilas adam is muta. So that's if the treif of salami is bien, it's not mixed in. What if you have a non-kosher ingredient mixes in? Let's a little chazer schmaltz, delicious chazer schmaltz and delicious vegetable soup. But the two together don't blend in. Let's say orange juice and milk. Not just because orange juice tastes good and milk tastes good, when you blend them together, it doesn't taste good. There are foods that don't taste good when you mix it. Each one bifnei atzmo is good. When you mix it together, it doesn't taste good. So that's a further that's further machlokes. If the iser, I poured a little chazer schmaltz into vegetable soup, the vegetable soup tasted better before I poured it in. I poured it in by mistake. The vegetable soup tasted better before I poured it in. But it's not even nifs machilas adam. So we paskin, nois and tam levgam, if it's poigam and mikzas, it's already mutam. So that's a famous machlokes, the Rashba in the Ran, in Avodah Zarah, and Daf Samaches. The Ran on the Rif quotes the Rashba, and then he's, with all due respect, he disagrees. So this is quoted in Yerideya, in Simekuf Gimel. Simekuf Gimel is a simet about Nois and Tam Levgam. So the Tur quotes the machlokes, and the Primogodim is marich about it. So he said, this machlokes is a big machlokes, the Mechaber, the Ramah, a fundamental machlokes in the Rishonim. How does the heter of Nois and Tam Levgam get off the ground? How does it work? So the Rashba is of the opinion like this. When an Issa falls into a heter and it's less than 50%, so the rule should, let's say, the Chazal Shmalt is trace. That's the rule. Then you have an exception to the rule. The Pasuk Acharam Lahatas has three dinim. Third din, we don't really understand how it comes from the Pasuk, but that's Chazal saw it in the Pasuk, that there's a din of Bitl Beroish. So if the Chazal Shmalt is less than 50%, then the Chazal Shmalt is bottle. But then you have a din, another din, either Menatorma, the Rabbanon, we assume it's Menatorma, that Tam Kiyikar, but since you can taste the flavor of the Chazal Shmalt, is discernible in the vegetable soup, so that prevents it from being bottled. I consider it as if it's Nikar Ha'isar, Nikar Ha'isar, so there's no Taruis. So then the Halacha says, but since it's Nois and Tam Levgam, it's Poigim and Mikzos. The vegetable soup tasted better before the Chazal Shmalt fell in, so the din of Tam Kiyikar doesn't apply whenever it's Nois and Tam Levgam. So if that's the Mahalach HaDvarim, that's the Helach Yola, that's the heter. Then if you have chametz b'pesach is b'mashahu, so then if the nochrim will throw bread into the wells, in the Middle Ages they used to do that. The nochrim knew that the Jews can't eat chametz on Pesach, so the hachas, the Jews, they would throw bread into the wells, and when the Jews would draw the water on Pesach, chametz is b'mashahu, so they couldn't drink any of the water. So some of the Rishonim said that it's mutter, because it's a nes in tam levgam. The water would have tasted better if it would have not had the flavor of the chametz soaking in it. The water still tastes delicious, but it would have tasted even more delicious, it would have tasted better if the bread wouldn't be soaking. So since Nois and Tam Levgam, so it's mutter. So that's on the Mechaber Paschim. Nois and Tam Levgam is mutter even with Pesach. And the Ramah Paschim is like the other opinion in the Rishonim, like the Ran, who disagrees. So the Ran says like this. If you have a tray for salami and you leave it out of the refrigerator for a month, it's going to be masriach. It's going to smell awful. It's going to taste awful. You're going to get a bellyache if you eat it. So you're not going to eat it. So whenever the Isser is bien, I have a tray for salami. The chazer, the traces is bien. So then you need pagam rabo. Then you need, it should be nifsal me'achil asodam. That's not based on bitl beroy. It's not bottle. It's not bitarubis. A salami is a salad. It's all has other stuff mixed in also, but the overwhelming majority, way more than 51% of the salami is the meat, is the non-kosher meat. So whenever the Isser is bien, it's right Isser, whenever the Isser is bien, then you need nifsal me'achil asodam. Whenever the Isser is betarubis, there's a right heter the miut Isser, and Isser is ein aniker, that's the definition of tarubis. So then it's not that it's bottled, but there should have been a din of Tam Kiyikar, and Tam Kiyikar doesn't apply when it's Nois and Tam Levgam. No, the Ran says you don't need that. Whenever the Isser is bien, in order that it should become mutter, you need Nifsa Machil Asadim. It should be Nevel Shein Rui Lager. The Ger Toisha wouldn't want to eat it. Nifsa Machil Asadim. But if you have the Isser is only the Tarubis, it means it's right had the mir diser, the iser is ain't a nikar. So whenever the iser is betaruvis, you don't need nifsam achidl sodom to be mat. You don't need that the iser was bottle. You don't have to say the iser should have been bottle because of bitl berois. But if it's nice and tam, then tam kiker prevents it from being bottle. So if it's nice and hamlagam, then you don't apply the rule of tam kiker and you're left with the first step that the iser is bottle berois. No, the Ran says you don't have to say that. Even by Chomis B'Pesach, that's the Mashahu, you can still say Nois and Tam Levgam is Mutter. Why? When you have an Issa B'Yen, it's not B'Taruvis, so then it only turns into Heter if it's Nifstam Achil Asodom. When you have an Issa, it's B'Taruvis, not that it's bottle, it wasn't bottle, but the Issa happens to be B'Taruvis, then the shear, for it to become mutter, you don't need such a shear godel of pagam rabba of nifsam achilas adam. As long as it's pagam b'miktsas, so the whole thing is mutter. Mutter, not because bitl bur, you have to come on to bitl bur. So even if you all that, even though we usually pass chametz b'pesach is the mashahu, but this, in order to be matter, you don't have to come on to bitl bur. So this is 2 days in Tosfos. The Rishonim had a big dispute about this. Can you say, can you apply the kula of noisen tam lev gam by chometz b'pesach, that is b'mashu, if you have any other issa, that's b'mashu. So that's a machlokes, mechaber and the Rambam halacha l'maase. So the mechaber paskins that noisen tam lev gam b'pesach is mutter. So even though I see that the goyim threw in bread into the well, and the water has a bleah from the bread, but the water would have tasted better without the bleah from the bread. So it's even mutter to drink the water on Pesach. And the Ramah is machmer, the Nosin Tam Levgam is like the Rashbon, Nosin Tam Levgam. In order to make a mutter, the first step is you have to say the Isav is batel b'roiv. Acharam lahatas Isav is batel b'roiv. Then you wanted to apply the rule of Tam Kiikir, it's Nosin Tam, to prevent the Isav from becoming batel. So you say Nosin Tam Levgam, you don't apply the rule of Tam Kiikir. No, if you say like that, then it's going to be chametz, it's going to be b'mashu. Because you don't get to the first step. You can't say the first step that Acharam Lahatzis, that it should be Batel B'Roiv. So the Ramah is Machmar on that. But the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch never says, what's the din if a person cooked a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, in a Chometz Dika Kli on Pesach, which is Eina Ben Yomo. So the Gemara sounds like it says that whenever you cook kosher food in a Treif Kli, that Tzeina Ben Yomo, the bliya that comes out from the pot, is going to go into the coffee, into the tea, is going to be poigamid b'miktsas. There's going to be a tam, it's going to be a tam, but it's going to be noisim tam levgam. So if the Ramah is machmer on noisim tam levgam al Pesach, would it be machmer on cooking in a kli Tzeina Ben Yomo? So the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say one way or the other, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Ramah himself in the Darkei Moshe, that's the commentary of the Ramah on the tour. The Ramah in the Darkei Moshe says like that. That just like Nosen Tam Lev Gam is also even Midiyevet on Pesach, so Kli She'enim Ben Yomo will also Asa. And so the Mishnah Berurah quotes it in two places. In one place he quotes it from the Darkei Moshe, that's the Ramah's commentary on the tour. In the other place, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it from the Chayodim, who says that if you cook in a Kli She'enim Ben Yomo, but that's usually the Psak HaMekubal, according to the Ramah. There should have been room to argue the point and to say that if you have a Trefa Bliya and a Kli She'enim Ben Yomo, that's a better heter than Noisen Tam Levgam. Because the Ramah in the Berak HaBayis has in one place, he's talking about Kli She'enim Ben Yomo. So he says the Bliya, the Chometz Dika Bliya and the Pat, he's not talking about Chometz, he's talking about Trefas. The Trefa Bliya on the pot is sitting with the Chartzis Agdera, with the metallic flavor of the pot, or the Cheres flavor of the pot, and it ruins the flavor of the Trefis and the Doifne HaKli to the extent it's like in Gansa Nifsal, Nifsa Machilas Akelos. So there would have been room to argue the point and to say that it should be like Nifsa Machilas Akelos. You should ignore totally if the Trefa and the pot is legamre ene ben yomo. But that's not the Psak HaMekubal. Psak HaMekubal is that they're just like the Ramah's machma, my nosen tam lev gam, if it's pegim and mitzah, so too he would be machma if you cook in a cliche ene ben yomo. Okay. Achrayim have a whole discussion, I think we raised it the other day, if the sailor in his boat off the coast of Japan throws his leftover sandwich into the Pacific Ocean, and then there's a bliya of chametz into the water, and all the water over here in the Atlantic Ocean is on the chubu with the water in the Pacific Ocean. So how can anybody drink water anywhere in the world? There may be the chametz gabliya. It's bata be'elof alfi alofim, billions, trillions, zillions, we can't even say a word. We don't even have a word for it. So it's mamish off the charts. But if chametz is b'mashehu, so why shouldn't it be also? Why don't you say all the water in the world and all the oceans, all the rivers, is all connected, so all the chametz is b'mashehu. So the pashtus perhaps is, so the stechemet quotes a lot of literature on this topic. How can anybody drink any water anywhere in the world on Pesach if chametz is b'mashehu? For sure, a sailor somewhere must have thrown a piece of bread in an ocean or a river somewhere. So all the water in the oceans and the rivers should all be mashehu chametz on Pesach. If the bagel, there certainly is a bagel or a piece of bread in a river somewhere on Pesach. That's mashehu on Pesach. You should only be allowed to use water that you took out of the river that was detached from the river before Pesach. So chametz kedem on Pesach is not the mashehu. So then it was bottled. So then, and you don't say chazim anir by lach balach. But if you draw the water from the river, from the ocean on Pesach, al chalmar, then you should say chametz should be the mashehu. So there is one opinion in the mechaber. And whenever you have a double chashuv that's not batla, afil be'alaf le'batla, it's not exactly true. If it'll be 900, tav kuf samach, is 960, it's 1 in 960, then it will be batla. 1 in, not afil be'alaf le'batla is not true. Ha'ala echad, the tav kuf samach will be batla. Yeah, but we don't pass on like that sheet. We pass on afil be'alaf le'batla, yeah. But there must be some shia. Over here, it's one part per million, zillion, trillion, billion. There's no number over here. It must be that you reach a certain point that it's not even called mashul. It must be hasvar in a sentence like that, that it's probably less than mashul. Okay. Belineta, tomorrow, the yeshiva is sponsoring. Tonight, there's a function by Zoom. The covered Yom HaZikaron for those who lost their lives over HaKamas HaMedina and all the wars, and Yom HaAtzmaut, so there'll be speakers tonight. And tomorrow they want all the rabbeim to finish all the shiurim by 1 o'clock. So maybe I'll start giving shiur at 11, maybe 11 o'clock. Is that too early? 11, 11:30, maybe 11.
That's fine.
11 is okay, sure. So I'll give a shiur. They want everyone to give shiur man and yoni Eretz Yisrael. So we'll have a break from the kolabosa. Tomorrow we'll learn in yoni Eretz Yisrael, and then on Thursday we'll have to take a democratic vote whether we should do parsha acharei mos kedoshim or we should go back to kolabosa. Okay. Yes.
Can I ask with just very quickly with regard to the Tziporim Hamishtalchim with regards to the Mitzora, Rebbe mentioned the Gemara said that we're not concerned, but isn't there a discussion in Gittin with regard to a man who sends a shaliach to be miskadesh any woman for himself, and we're aser everyone in the world on him by Echshash, that anyone could be the sister of that woman. And there, I think the Rishonim are done that case with the same idea by the Tzipor Mishtaleach. So it sounds like we are Choshesh.
The Gemara says, Zasa b'chalon nashim sheba'olam. Right. So the Rishonim asked, let it be go basarois. So the Gemara says that it's kavua. What kind of kavua? So Taisa says it's only a chumra midirabban because he did wrong. It's not proper. You can make a shliach if you know who the girl is. But to say, pick me a girl, whomever you want. So Taisa said that's not right. And that's why we're ganging up against him and we're going to penalize him to not let him go. But we're going to make believe as if it's a kavua, even though it really isn't. And the Ramban disagreed. Ramban says, what's so wrong? What did he do wrong? Why does he deserve to be punished? He trusts his shliach. The shliach is a good shatchan. He says, I trust you. I appoint you as a shliach. Pick me out a girl, and you'll be mekadosh the girl whom you think is best for me. So Tyson says, it's a penalty that you shouldn't go basarayv. We make believe as if it's kavua, kol kavua kamach tamach tzadami. Ramban says, it's really kavua there. I said, why? So the Chavis Das explains, the Ramban apparently thinks that Bnei Adam are not bottled men at Torah. So since we assume Chazak, Shliach, Hosah, Shlichusai, so the Shliach must have been Mekadesh somebody. And that girl whom he was Mekadesh may have a sister. So that sister is not batal b'roiv minatar, because b'nei adam are not batal minatar. So whenever you have a tarubis that minatar is not batal, you call that kavua minatar. That's a machlokes teshus in the Ramban, whether that's a penalty midrabban because he did wrong, right? So you don't have to break your head to try to understand why you don't go basaroy. Minatar, you do go basaroy. And according to the Ramban, it's a minatar that you don't go basaroy. It's a chidush. He doesn't deserve any penalty because he didn't do anything wrong. But it's a situation where it's not batal minatar. Yeah.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Rabbi, doesn't the Gemara in Kedushin say that you're supposed to see the woman before you marry her? So isn't that Ramban against the Gemara?
Yeah, he says he really a little bit improper, but not that improper that he deserves to be penal. Now, that is true. Yeah.
But Rebbe, doesn't that, I think it's the Ramban, doesn't he bring the case of the Tzipora Mishtaler?
I don't recall. I don't recall. I got to look it up again.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Check to find out. I don't know.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Very good. Okay. Have a nice day. We'll participate tonight in the Yom HaZikaron function, I think 8:15 on the YU Zoom. And then tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, we'll give a shiur on Yoni Eretz Yisrael. Okay, have a nice day. Bye-bye.